Welcome to Lesson 9. This lesson will show you how to explore a different dimension of the Internet, Gopher Space. First, I'll give you some background information about Gopher Sites, and then we'll access one of the many Gopher Sites on the Internet. You'll learn how to navigate among menus and directories at a Gopher Site, and then you'll read a Gopher document. Finally, I'll point out how you can save a Gopher document permanently on your computer. Look over the topics, and then click the play button to continue. When many people think of the Internet, they think of the World Wide Web, since the web is about the hottest thing on the net today. However, there is another type of Internet creature that can provide information called Gopher Space. Gopher Space consists of thousands of Gopher sites on the Internet. Gopher sites have been around longer than the World Wide Web. They typically store text documents or graphics that can be viewed one at a time, as opposed to being part of a document. Many government and educational institutions use Gopher sites to store documents available to the general public. Gopher documents are stored through a hierarchy of directories, or folders, similar to FTP sites. You get to these directories using a series of Gopher menus, which you'll work with in a moment. If you're wondering how Gopher got its name, the answer is twofold. The University of Minnesota started the Gopher system on the Internet and named it after the school's team, the Golden Gophers. The name is also fitting because the purpose of Gopher sites is to help people to gopher information. Get it? Look over the screen and then we'll visit a Gopher site. If your Explorer program is not open right now, go ahead and double-click its icon on your desktop. If it is open, make sure Explorer's window is maximized. Click Zoom Tutor's play button when Explorer is set up and ready to go. You can access a Gopher site the same way you access a web page, by entering its address in Explorer's address box. First, click inside the address box. The URL of a Gopher site starts with Gopher, since its structure is different from a website structure. Type in the complete URL that's displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. Now press your Enter key. It might take a few moments to reach the Gopher site. If you get a message saying the site is busy, stop the lesson and try again later. Once you reach the site, click Zoom Tutor's play button. You should now see the first Gopher menu at the Senate Gopher site. The word directory appears on the left of each directory at this site. If a menu item isn't labeled, it is probably a document. To view the documents and other directories within a directory, you just click on it. Click on the directory called Available Documents Distributed by Member. Since the Internet can be unpredictable, I'm going to turn off the audio whenever you click on a directory or document. Just click Zoom Tutor's play button when the menu or document is displayed. You should now see a list of directories representing each state. Go ahead and pick your favorite state and then click on it. If you get an error message, try clicking on a different state. Depending on the state you chose, you might see one or two directories representing its U.S. senators. Pick a directory and click on it. Again, you might see several different directories, such as a general information directory or one called press releases. Click on any directory in the menu. Now find a document that looks interesting and click on it. The document you chose should now be displayed. It's not quite as fancy as a web page, is it? But Gopher documents have their advantages. They can store large amounts of information efficiently, and you can access them fast. Reach through the document if you want, and then click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue with the lesson. Before we leave, I want to point out how you can save a Gopher document on your computer. If you recall from previous lessons, when an Internet document is displayed on your screen, it isn't actually copied to your computer permanently. You can save a document on your computer using Explorer's File menu. Click the File menu now. Now click the Save as File item. You should now see the Save As dialog box. I won't have you save the document right now, since you learned how to do that earlier in this tutorial. If you do want to save the document now, pause the audio and save it. Otherwise, click the Cancel button in the dialog box. Now click Explorer's back button until you return to the first menu of the Senate Gopher site. If you want to explore further into Gopher space, come back to this site sometime and click the directory labeled Other Gopher Servers in the USA. This concludes Lesson 9. If you're planning to take the next lesson right away, you can leave the Explorer window open. If not, close Explorer now. In a moment, you'll return to the Explorer tutorial menu, where you can move on to the final lesson of this tutorial. In Lesson 10, you'll learn how to search for information on the Internet using Explorer's search page. Until then, goodbye.